Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, friends. It's Amber and Kelly, and we are running all over CMA Fest this week, gathering all the content to bring back for you next week. So today, we're dropping an encore episode of our Willie Jones podcast.
Willie was such a hoot. Do you remember when we asked him to describe his music, what he said?
Something like hoot tootin' boot scootin' ratchet something.
A soulful boot scootin' Zydeco ratchet.
Good time.
I don't know.
I think there was some gumbo thrown in there.
Gumbo and Zydeco. I mean, you can take the boy out of Louisiana, right?
This was such a fun interview. It originally aired in February of 2022, episode 14 of this podcast. So way back in the early days of Country Heat Weekly.
Oh, and that was actually during Black History Month. So the Rediscover segment that week was focused on Darius Rucker.
Well, that's perfect, since June is Black Music Appreciation Month. And Darius has contributed a lot of great music in both rock and country.
Now, when this episode dropped originally, Willie had just put out his debut album. And we are so excited to report he has a new project coming out on June 16th. It's called Something to Dance To.
So before that drops, let's remind you of Willie's journey to country music. Listen in as we discuss his musical influences, his historic music video, and even a little vintage fashion.
And next week, we'll bring you an all-new episode of Country Heat Weekly live from CMA Fest with Jelly Roll.
So, Willie Jones, is it true that you're a Swiftie?
I love Tay Swizzler. Like, that's my girl. Man, yeah, I had a poster of her on my wall next to Kanye and Beyonce.
This is what we're going to manifest. You and her, a collab. This needs to happen.
Me, Taylor Swift, and Kanye West coming soon.
Oh.
I'm believing it.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello from Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Amber Anderson.
And I'm Kelly Sutton, and we're on Music Row in
Music City officially now.
Were we ever unofficial?
I mean, not in my mind, but apparently now there's data to back it up. A survey by some real estate education company crunched all the numbers and determined that Nashville ranks top of the list for both the number of full-time musicians, I think we all knew that, and small performance spaces. In fact, breaking news, this study concludes that Nashville is a great place to see up-and-coming acts.
I mean, they could have saved a lot of money on this study and just asked me.
Right?
I mean, I think this month alone, I've been to the listening room. I'm going to Marathon this week.
Didn't you see our special guest at Basement East a couple months back?
I did. Willie Jones is here with us today. I'm really looking forward to getting to know him better. We're wrapping up our Black History Month celebration by having Willie center stage and then looking back on the early days of an artist that paved the way for him, Darius Rucker.
Oh, that's right. Our Rediscover segment looks back at Darius's entry into the country music genre and all the great hits that he's given us since crossing over from being the front man of Hootie and the Blowfish. He was my favorite.
So good. If you've missed any of the past episodes, this month alone, we've also featured Breland center stage.
Our new best friend.
Mm-hmm. Love him. Love his energy so much. And we rediscovered the often overlooked music of Linda Martell, the first Black woman to play the Grand Ole Opry.
We celebrate the stories and contributions of Black people in country music all year long, not just in February. Past episodes of Country Heat Weekly have celebrated musical legends Ray Charles and Charlie Pride. And I happen to know that the team is working on getting Amazon Music's artist to watch Raina Roberts in the studio with us very soon.
We are committed to making sure that everyone's stories are told, and all fans are welcome. So thanks for checking us out. If you haven't yet, make sure you follow this podcast on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We have so much fun each and every episode, and we're going to pack a lot in the next half hour or so. So I think we better get to it.
Yes, we should. Like always, we start with our news segment, time to find out what's cooking in country music.
The Academy of Country Music has started rolling out performers for this year's ACM Awards. A couple of surprises among this list already.
I can tell you, Walker Hayes is thrilled to be performing. He is so excited. He was in the first round of performers announced along with Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett, Kelsey Ballerini, and Chris Stapleton. So no surprises there.
Yeah, and of course we were thrilled for last week's podcast guest, Breland, because he is getting his own spotlight on the show as Amazon's breakthrough artist. He's going to be performing his song Praise the Lord.
I can't wait for that.
I know.
Oh, well, we have another piece of Breland news in just a minute. But first, what has surprised you about the performers?
Well, you know, there's only 2 hours this year. It is commercial free, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But they said that they're planning on 20 performances, which is about 10 less than last year. One of those performances is going to be Parmalee, Blanco Brown, and Brooke Eden, Just the Way.
I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make
It was a number one hit that Blanco and Parmalee released back in 2019.
You know, we fully support the inclusivity that this collaboration represents with Blanco from the Black community, Brooke representing the LGBTQ folks, plus all three acts are first-time ACM performers, but it does seem like that song has been around for a while.
Yeah, I'm also a little surprised that Ashley McBride and Carly Pearce are going to do their duet, Never Wanted to Be That Girl, only because they performed it in November on the CMA Awards. Usually, if you perform it on one award show, you will do something different for the other.
Well, I'm here for it.
Me too.
Those ladies rock. I cannot wait to see who else the ACM adds to the performance list. I'm hearing rumors, though, Kelly, that Dolly is going to do a collaboration.
It's with me. I'm breaking the news.
Are you going to go up there and perform with her?
It's with me. In my dreams. If you see them pulling me off the stage, just know I was trying to live out my best life at that point. Listen, no matter who she collaborates with, we are so excited about it. Of course, the ACM Awards will air live from Las Vegas, March the 7th. It's a Monday this year. The show takes place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. It can be seen exclusively on Amazon Prime Video.
Okay, and before we forget, we have to give a shout out to Breland for following through on his promise to us.
Yes, he did.
You might recall last week on the podcast, he told us that his parents, who met in the Howard Gospel Choir, were these amazing vocalists.
My parents are really cold vocally. Just like, I would be hard pressed to find a married couple that's as clean as them vocally. Together, the tone, the way their tones fit.
You're going to have to send us a clip.
No, I'm going to have to send you a clip because they're
on a track.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like
Not only did he send us a clip, but he shared it with the world on his Instagram. Check them out.
Okay, they're incredible. In the video, you'll see his mom, his dad, and his sister, Gigi. He was not kidding.
Not kidding. Not playing around.
Can you even fathom being in that family?
No. And Breland, whether you know it or not, you're our new best friend. He was so much fun. So when you get done with this episode, go ahead and take a listen to episode 13.
And if you're on TikTok, check out his This or That he did for us. It's posted on Amazon Music's account.
Well, here in Music City, history was made last Friday night. For the first 96 and a half years of its existence, the Grand Ole Opry has only had male announcers on staff. There have been some female fill-ins from time to time, but Friday night, when the curtain went up, this happened.
Live from Nashville, Tennessee on WSM Radio, this is the longest-running radio show in history and the show that made country music famous, the world. Grand Ole Opry.
The first female announcer on staff at the Opry, and she sits next to me each week. Kelly, congratulations. This is
so huge. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Huge.
It's something that I wanted to do my entire life. And then, you know, they gave me the opportunity to do it. And there was a lot riding on it. I mean, I start the whole show. They tell me right before, by the way, you cue the band. So I have
my hand up
like a conductor ready to start. And for a brief moment in my head, Amber, I'm thinking, this is the longest running radio show in music history, and it's all riding on me.
And for those of you who don't know, when you cue the band, I mean, you start the show, and this show it's timed to the second.
To the second, and it's live.
Yeah.
So there's no take backs. But it was an incredible night. A big shout out. My parents came. My mom and dad came from Indiana. My daughter was there. My husband was there. It was such a phenomenal night, and it's one I'll never forget.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I speak for everyone here on the Country Heat Weekly team when I say we are so, so proud of you.
Thank you so much. You know, I am going to be popping up in the rotation regularly now. And of course, I'm going to bring any scoop I get backstage at the Opry to the podcast each week.
Next up on our to-do list, checking the heat index to see what's hot on the Country Heat playlist.
Okay, if you're new here, this podcast gets its name from the Amazon Music playlist, Country Heat. All the songs we're featuring in the segment are a part of that playlist, which is a great one to follow, so that way you're up to date on all the latest and greatest coming out of Nashville.
You mean coming out of Music City.
That's right. Sorry, my bad.
John Party is our cover star this week. He dropped a new tune called Last Night Lonely.
It could be your last night. Coming in here, drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else.
Yeah. The plotline of this song reminds me of Cole Swindell's song about his last single Saturday night.
Yeah.
Kind of feels the same.
Mm-hmm.
I checked the songwriting credits just to see. No common denominator. It's just a coincidence.
This is the first single from John's upcoming album, which we're expecting to come out later in 2022. I think it stays pretty true to John's traditional leaning sound.
For sure. I mean, that fiddle intro screams this is country music. What else is catching your attention?
There's a new song called Narcissist on the playlist by a teenager named Avery Anna. The title alone caught my eye.
Okay, definitely not your typical country song title. And interestingly enough, the word narcissist isn't in the lyrics anywhere.
Oh, but she gets her point across.
Mm-hmm.
These lyrics burn.
And I know you'll get over me, but can you get over yourself before you go and love somebody else? You should probably get some help.
Ouch! Oh, so Avery, for those who aren't familiar, is 17 years old. She went viral on TikTok and has 1.3 million followers there.
Her bio says she's the girl who sings in the bathtub. And if you scroll back, a lot of her early videos were her lip-syncing her songs in the bathtub. Fully clothed, I might add.
Oh, that's good. Love that Amazon is sharing her music with the world. And to everyone listening to us over in Europe, Avery is performing at the Country to Country Festival this year, so make sure you check her out when she's on the London stage of C2C, which will also hit Dublin and Glasgow.
Anything else you're loving, Kelly?
I'm still obsessed with Cody Johnson's song, Till You Can't. I mean, if you really listen to those lyrics and you think about some of the situations in your life, it makes you think about how to make them count.
Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous. Man, you never know.
It's powerful. It kind of reminds me of Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to touch people and really make them think.
For sure. You know, the latest releases from Maren Morris, Parmalee, and Jason Aldean are all on the playlist as well. So check out the Country Heat playlist on Amazon Music. It's time for Who Said That? So, just in case we haven't mentioned it yet, we are very excited to be going to Las Vegas for the Academy of Country Music Awards next week.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are
so excited. I still have to figure out what I'm wearing to the show. Plus, all the interviews we'll be doing. I can't talk about it right now. I don't want to stress out.
Girl, we haven't traveled together yet. You don't even know how many shoes I'm going to bring.
Oh, the things I have to learn about Kelly Sutton. Well, this week's quote features a country artist talking about why they like going to Vegas for the ACMs.
Okay, here's the quote. Vegas is like a vacation, and it's like the beach. You can lay out in the sun, you can shop, you can gamble. My wife loves Vegas more than I like her to love Vegas, you know?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about the shopping.
Oh, yeah. I'll fill you in on the shopping scene while we all think about who said that. We'll have the answer after a quick break.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
We are back. Amber's up to date on the best shopping on the Strip, and now it's time to discover who said this about Las Vegas.
Vegas is like a vacation. You know, we get to get out of town and like a beach, you know. You lay out in the sun, you can shop, you can gamble. My wife loves Vegas more than I love her to love Vegas, you know.
Eric Church.
Our very first podcast guest. I hope we get to see him in Vegas and tell him that we're still going, because he thought we were going to be out of business after his episode.
Eric was our first podcast guest. He was the one that came up with the idea of signing our closet door.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to add another name to the closet door of fame, because Whitley Jones just passed his COVID test. He is getting ready to be center stage on Country Heat Weekly.
Our guest today is part of the new movement in country music, one that works towards pushing boundaries and expanding the genre.
America first met Willie as a teenager competing on The X Factor, singing hardcore country music. We're talking Josh Turner, Gretchen Wilson, and Eddie Arnold.
And in the decades since, he's continued to develop a sound that is uniquely his. With his debut album, Right Now, he effortlessly fused country with the likes of hip-hop, pop, and reggae. And he continues to push the envelope with his latest drop, Slow Cookin' and Soul Food, the two-piece combo.
It's a brilliant name,
brilliant.
By the way.
Brilliant.
He was named one of Amazon Music's Artists to Watch for 2022. And next on his agenda, Willie is making his debut at a major European festival. Let's get to know him better in today's episode of Country Heat Weekly. Please welcome Willie Jones.
Yay! How y'all doing?
We're so good.
We're so good.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, you know.
Blessed and highly favored. Okay. There's the Louisiana coming through. Yeah,
it comes through all day.
Shreveport, right?
Mm-hmm. Shreveport 318, the Ratchet City.
Oh my gosh, I love this already.
Do you still live there or are you here now?
No, I'm here in Nashville. Okay. I've been out here for 10 months and yeah, I go back home like every few months. My family comes out here and visits, have friends come through. So home is always with me for sure, but I'm a Nashvillian.
Now you're hearing from fans who say they've never listened to country music until you. What is that like for you to hear that?
It's really cool. I mean, that was kind of my whole come from and goal was to do country music to welcome people into the genre who don't typically listen, because it is such like great content and great stories and the fashion, like it's just great, you know? So it's cool to be that gateway and that bridge for people to discover something different and new.
Who was the artist that you listened to that really turned you on to country music?
That was, we mentioned him earlier, but Josh Turner. Shout out to Josh Turner, the big bass himself.
Yeah.
I mean, hearing Josh, I did a talent show in high school where we had to sing a country song, we had to sing a show tune song and a pop song. So, you know, show tunes was easy because I was really into musical theater. Pop was easy to find because I was really into pop. And the country one was just like hard for me to find. But the music was just so easy to listen to and easy for me to just sing it because the voices were like just chill and low. And that was something that really turned me on to country music, was that all the singers weren't like belting. You know, you still got the belters. Shout out Dan and Shay. My guy from Rascal Flatts. Still got the ones who go crazy. But for the most part, it's just really like laid back and kind of like conversational. So when I found Josh Turner, I actually sang Why Don't We Just Dance that year.
Okay.
And I ended up winning.
Okay.
Right.
I was like in the 10th grade. So after that, I just began to just search more country music. And then when I won, I actually made up my mind. I remember I posted on my Facebook that night. I was like, I'm going to be a country singer. I don't care what nobody say.
Now, have you met Josh?
I haven't.
Oh, we got to do this.
I know, right? We got to set it up.
He's
got to
hear that story.
I know. We got to recut the song and like do a remix.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
You know?
We got to make this happen.
We're going to make it happen.
All right, Josh, if you're listening, come on in.
Amazon exclusive.
Baby, why don't we just dance?
Okay, so you are one of Amazon Music's artists to watch 2022. Congratulations,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Thank you.
Where were you when you found out? What was the reaction like when you, because you're on a lot of different lists, but this one is pretty special.
Yeah, this one, I feel like I was at home and I was just on my computer and my manager just called me and was like, hey, check your email. And I was like, oh, I was just on Amazon. Do I get discounts? But no, it's an honor. I mean, the class this year is so many great artists, and a couple of them I actually am like really good friends with. So it's cool to have people acknowledge the fact that, you know, there is promise in my career. Because it's 10 years. It's been 10 years since I've been in the game. And, you know, you're welcome. Just come on. You're welcome to hop on.
We always say that.
That's what we say. And here's the other thing. You just said 10 years. That's interesting because most people are like, oh, overnight success. Because they weren't there for the early struggle. But 10 years you've been at this.
But I'm 27. We still got, what, 80 more years to go. I'm gonna be an old man. Willie. Old man Willie.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can tell you, we have been jamming out to Down by the Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've made mention of that song or you in most of our episodes.
Almost every week.
And on the Country Heat playlist for weeks now. We love it. Tell us about that song.
Find me out where the corn and the cotton grow. Way down south, cracking bones, slamming dumber.
Down by the Riverside came about, man, we were just in the studio in Los Angeles. I was with my guy, Jason Afable and Josh Logan. The song just came out, and he kind of added a drum loop first, and then I just randomly said, down by the riverside, hanky panky, bullfrog hop from bank to bank, and he was like, that's how you come in. And then And then I was like, let's just talk about Louisiana. You know, I grew up in Shreveport and the Red River just ran through it. And I just wanted to kind of just talk about Louisiana and just how we different. We still got parishes. We stand out, you know. So I just wanted to, pretty much the song is me taking somebody and showing them how we do it in the boot.
Yep, I hear that. Tulane, the Zydeco.
Yeah, Tulane, so Zydeco, good. The Super Bowl, the Saints. Yeah. Or the Superdome. So there was like little jewels in there where I was kind of being super braggadocious. But I feel like it embodies everything that kind of I am, which is like family, you know, fun, drinks, food, dancing.
If someone has never heard a note of your music, how would you describe your sound to them?
Oh, man, just a soulful, gumbo, ratchet, good time. Hoom, toon, boot, scootin', ratchet, Zydeco, black, fun, good time.
That works for me.
I love it so much. Let's talk about your debut album.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Right Now. Mm-hmm. Came out in January of 2021.
Yeah.
I want to dig into a few songs on that project, starting with the most true-to-life song that may have ever been written in country music. Do you know which one?
Bachelorette on Broadway.
You know?
Party like it really is Friday. Yes.
Bachelorette on Broadway. Party like it really is Friday. Swing it on over my way.
Oh, man, that song. Talk about that song.
Very true to Nashville.
Very true to Nashville.
They travel in a pack and they match, you know, matching wigs and shirts and on top of buses. And very true story. I hopped off a plane, wanted to get a drink, came down to Broadway and was like, oh, this is what's going on here.
It is something.
It's a lot of brunch, a lot of crying, a lot of drunk dancing, making out, throwing up, holding hair, all the things. Cowboy boots. It's a rune tune boot schoon fantastic bombastic type.
I love it. I do want to talk about the album as a whole because you have all of these different flavors, and then you hit us with American Dream.
Yeah.
And this is a song that, like, you hear it, and the minute you hear it, you go, wow, there's so much to dissect. Mm. This is a point of view that we haven't heard before. Mm. And you're able to come at it with a freshness that really opens people's eyes. And I know people, you've heard that kind of feedback from people.
For sure.
Proud of you.
Yeah, so the album was supposed to actually come out in 2020. Like, a lot of the songs on there were songs I had been working on for a year and a half. And COVID happened, so we pushed it back. And ended up, you know, it was a few days after the 4th of July. And, you know, the past couple years on the 4th, I kind of struggled to really want to celebrate and throw my American flag. You know, I remember being younger. Every year we would go to Old Navy and get the 2004 American flag shirt. And the past couple years with the flip-flops, you know. But the past couple years has been hard, you know, just because of the state of affairs in America and just everything that's being seen thanks to social media and heard thanks to people vocalizing and just, you know, stepping into their power. Got in the studio. This was a few days after George Floyd happened. It was so much going on. And it just flowed out. And I wrote the song with my same collaborators, Jason and Josh. It was crazy because the first song, Josh kind of had an idea and it just felt like it was his song. You know what I'm saying? As a white man. And it felt like an apology. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't it. But I was like, nah, that's not the feeling I feel. The feeling that I feel is pride, of course, for being American. But at the same time, like my distaste with a lot and, you know, my frustration with a lot. And so I kind of wanted to write a song that embodied all of that. And so that's how the song came about. And I've never heard a patriotic song from a black person. And it's still an anthem of patriotism as a black person who has been through a lot, whose family's been through a lot, and who wants to see the country, you know, just better. Because it can be better, but, you know, we on our way. You know, we just hopeful, we faithful, and, you know, it's baby steps, you know, every day, day by day. But we just have to speak up when it's time to speak up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I love every part of that.
Heck
I love
yeah.
every part of that. I love that song so much. I actually saw you open for Brittany Spencer, and our producer Joyce and I were both there. And
oh,
I
wow.
remember when you played that song, and I was like, obviously, I mean, it hit me, you know, and I'm looking around
sure.
the room and I am seeing, I'm like, okay, you got Willie up there. He's opening for Brittany. Like, this is a huge
this is a
moment in Nashville.
I mean, that's
like,
that's what we all were saying, because I kind of came in last minute, like literally 2 days before one of the other openers, he had an emergency, dropped out, and she asked me, and I was like, I feel like this is like in the last 20 years, like the only show where it's Black country artists, you know, doing a show. I mean, Camille opened for me. I mean, Camille was another
yeah.
opener. Then I went, then Brittany. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that backstage. We were like, I don't think this has ever been done in Nashville. So it was a crazy moment to be able to perform, you know, in that space with these two incredible artists who, you know, are Black as hell and beautiful and just really just even just more than Black, just like dope,
yeah.
just human beings.
So talented,
you know what I'm saying?
And,
just but just that energy in the room was incredible.
Yeah. Well, I love that song.
Heck yeah,
you did
thank
a wonderful
you.
Job. It's a beautiful song. And you know what I love is the video for the song.
Mm-hmm.
You made history with this.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The first video to premiere on CMT and BET.
And BET.
I love that so much.
Hey.
So now you're taking the American Dream overseas.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna be playing CMT Festival next month. That's the country to country festival.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Europe, have you ever played overseas before?
Yes. I actually did Country Music Week there in 2019. I went over there with Tennille and Tyler Rich. And we did like a week of shows out there. We were in Germany, London. And then I did a couple shows for C2C in 2020. But then the Big Rona shut the world down.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't really get to experience it fully. But the few shows that I did do there in Berlin, and I think we did Glasgow or somewhere in Scotland. It was really cool, and I love just like just how over in Europe the appreciation for music, like all different kinds, and they're really tuned in, you know.
That's what everybody says. They said it's a little freaky because they're real quiet.
Yeah, they're real quiet.
And they're really focused, and
they're
listening
to every word.
Well, in our next segment that we're going to do, we're going to be rediscovering the early music of Darius Rucker.
Okay.
So he's a huge part of our family now, but he had to break down a lot of doors, you know, on the way. And you get to be a benefactor of all of that work. What does Darius's career mean to you in watching another Black man kind of go before you and
for
pave
sure.
the way and everything that he's accomplished in his career?
For sure. Shout out Darius. Darius, I love you. But yeah, just to see him grow and just to see all that he's, you know, put in the game of country, and like he puts out such great music, great videos. It's just really great to see. And then also just to see him around Nashville. I might run into him at, you know, in Midtown or downtown. And he's always just really cool. We've ridden together before. It was during quarantine over
really?
Zoom.
Really? Okay. Okay. Have we heard this song or it's in the vault?
It's in the vault.
Okay.
It's in the vault.
I think he might like put it on the album. I don't know for sure. But fingers crossed.
Ooh.
And it's one of them ones.
Has it been recorded? Has it been cut?
I think he cut it. Yeah. But it's one of them ones. Happy Black History Month. It's one of them ones.
Oh, I missed
So before we go, this is my last question. You look fly as hell today, I want to hear about this suit.
I don't know if they can see the whole fit.
Because
I mean,
we share,
head to toe.
We share a love of estate sale, and you said your mom got this incredible suit.
Oh, yes, man. This is
at an
little,
estate sale, and I love it.
It's a little burgundy polyester Yeah, a little suit. You got a little bell bottom flare going on. But yeah, my mom got this from an estate sale. She got it for me. Of course, it was during quarantine, so I put on a few pounds. I was real thick. And before I came here today, I was trying to find something to wear, and I saw this hanging up, and I was like, I might be able to fit in it. And then this was my first time literally putting it on and seeing myself in it. And my mom got this from me for an estate sale.
Yeah.
So. Shout out to Mama Jones, known to Lisa George Jones. I love you.
Oh, that's awesome.
She taught me everything I know about the swag.
Okay.
Like when I was little, I got pictures. I had gold suits, orange suits with the square toes, with the ascot.
Okay.
Yeah, so my mom, she always would make sure I was clean.
Yeah, you're looking clean today.
We're honored that we got the suit.
Yeah, y'all got the exclusive first view.
Yes.
Man, thank you for bringing it to us.
Heck yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank y'all so much for having me. This has been great. Anytime you want me to stop by, just let me know.
You're always welcome.
Today, we are taking a quick trip back to 1986 to rediscover a musical journey that has changed the game for country music. In order to talk about everything he's accomplished, we have to start at the top. Let's rediscover the career of Hootie and the Blowfish lead singer and rhythm guitarist Darius Rucker.
In 1986, he was just a college student at the University of South Carolina trying to turn his passion into a career. If only he had known back then what the future would hold for him.
Were you a Darius Rucker fan before he was Darius Rucker?
Yes. I'm a child of the 90s. Of course I was a Hootie fan. Of course. But he was always a country music artist at heart. But before he got his chance to shine as a solo artist, he dedicated his time to the Grammy Award-winning band. They sold more than 25 million albums worldwide.
Darius actually has told me that at their core, songs like I Only Want to Be With You and Let Her Cry were country songs.
I can see that.
Because of his hard work and determination, Darius has helped pave the path for future Black artists with the dream to make country music. Let's explore his transition from performing with his college rock band to a solo country artist and all the incredible music he made along the way.
Born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina, Darius Rucker first came to fame as Hootie.
But he'd grown up on AM radio, where Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash were played next to the rock and roll acts of the time.
Hootie and the Blowfish put out 5 albums, including Cracked Review, a favorite of mine and Kelly's, which is one of the top 10 best-selling studio albums of all time. Still,
there's no doubt how much talent they had in the band, but Darius's dreams extended beyond those of his bandmates. He said he tried to get them to make a country album, but the guys just really weren't interested. He had always wanted to be a country star, even though there were just a handful of Black artists that had made it in country before.
Well, in 2008, he finally went after those dreams. Darius signed with Capitol Records and released his debut country album, Learn to Live, which remains his best-selling album to date.
And only 1 year later, he was named CMA New Artist of the Year.
His incredible success in country music started with his first single, Don't Think I Don't Think About It. This song made history.
But don't think I don't think about it. Don't think I don't have regrets.
It absolutely did. The song was a major accomplishment for Darius and all future Black country artists. Don't Think I Don't Think About It made him the first Black artist to reach number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart since Charley Pride did it in 1983.
I never thought about being, you know, an African-American guy making a country record. I just thought I was a guy making a country record until my first song went in the top 20. And, you know, people started talking about it. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to be that guy who's taken up where Charley Pride left off.
In fact, Darius was the first Black artist to do a lot of things since Charley Pride did them. In 2012, he was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry family by Vince Gill. That made him the first Black artist to become a member of the Opry since Charley was inducted in 1993.
You know, one of the things that I love about when Darius broke onto the scene in 2008 is that he always had a fiddle and steel guitar in his band.
And at that point in country music, and really still today, most of the big acts did not.
Right.
So I know you've interviewed Darius many, many times, Kelly. Do you have a favorite story to share?
I think the one thing that I love every time I interview him is to try to make him laugh. Have you heard his laugh?
I have. It's very unique.
It's very unique. So recognizable. I've interviewed him so many times, but I always have a takeaway that he, even though he's a rock star, at his core, He's just a guy who really wants to sing and play country music.
It was a labor of love for me. I wanted to make a country record. Hootie was taking a big, big, long, long, long break. So I was going to, in fact, I was going to do this in the basement with my buddies. And Mike Dungan gave me, from Capitol, gave me a record deal. And so I never thought, okay, I'm going to have a bunch of hits. You know what I thought? Cool, somebody else is paying for my record. That was my first thought. And then as we made it, I didn't think I was going to have hits. My thought was, I hope he lets me make another one.
Well, he did get to make another one and a few more after that, probably because his first album had 3 number one hits on it, including the sappy It Won't Be Like This For Long. Ugh, that one breaks my heart. And the bop, All Right.
His second album was titled Charleston, South Carolina, 1962, and had 2 more chart toppers, Comeback Song and this. But there's a song on his sophomore album called All I Want that is a gem that Darius tried to get released as a single, but the label thought it was too country.
Isn't that funny? The rock star was too country for country music.
I can really appreciate the fact that Darius is a go-getter and he's never tried to morph his image into something that he's not. Mm-hmm. He says he doesn't sing about cornfields and pickup trucks because that's not a life he lived.
We are true believers in the fact that Darius writes about what he knows and he sings from the heart.
I see what you did there. True Believers was the title of his 2013 album that debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Country Albums chart.
I'm so glad you got that. Now, do you know which song off this album was a Grammy Award-winning single?
Wagon Wheel, of course.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama.
Now, for the younger crowd that only knows Darius's version, it's a remake of the old Crow Medicine Show song, which was a reinterpretation of the Bob Dylan 1973 original.
And if you've ever been to the Nashville Honky Tonks, you've no doubt heard a million more covers of it. Darius's version of Wagon Wheel earned him a Grammy Award for Best Country Solo Performance.
Obviously, Darius is still having hits today. His 2020 single, Beers and Sunshine, was his 9th career number one.
And now we've got artists including Jimmy Allen, Kane Brown, and Willie Jones crediting Darius for paving the way for them.
I know Charlie was so proud of his fellow Opry member. He and Darius got to spend quite a bit of time together. They even recorded together a couple of times.
Now that we've retraced the steps of Darius's career and remembered why he's so important to country music, make sure to rediscover the music of Darius Rucker on Amazon Music.
Okay, we're about out of time, and I have some shoe shopping to do. So next week's podcast is our pre-ACM Spectacular. We'll be getting you ready for everything you need to know to celebrate the 57th Academy of Country Music Awards.
Including where to watch us. We'll have a couple of special live streams, so make sure you're following Amazon Music on Twitch, and we'll give you more info on the schedule next week.
Now, if you're new to Twitch, you just go to twitch.tv/AmazonMusic.
I'm actually pretty new to Twitch myself. But if you click on the heart on the right side of the screen, you'll get notified whenever the channel goes live.
We're also going to be spotlighting country music journalist Allison Bonaguro in our Fanning Out segment. She has a book out called Backstaged, My 15 Years Behind the Scenes in Country Music.
If you're a country music fan, and clearly you are because you've listened all the way to the end of this podcast, order the book on Amazon and get ready to hear all the backstage stories that didn't make the articles Allison was writing for places like CMT and the Chicago Tribune.
And be sure to tweet us your country music questions. I'm at the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm at Hey, it's Amber A. Use the hashtag Country Heat Weekly and help us spread the word.
In preparation for our trip to Sin City, we talked to the country stars about their gambling habits and what they like to play in Las Vegas.
Take a listen to casino tips from Justin Moore, Brett Young, and Eric Church.
A couple times a year, I get into playing blackjack, and sometimes I do really good and sometimes I don't, but I'm not too bad about walking away. I know when to hold them and when to fold them, I guess. My limit is a little higher the more I drink, so I try not to drink too much when I'm playing games, or I might empty out my bank account.
When I gamble, I have X amount that I'm willing to lose as a part of the entertainment value. But no, I'm not in there to lose my shorts, so to speak, or try to win my mortgage. There's never that much money on the table. And in all honesty, I rarely gambled during an awards weekend. Usually there's too much going on for me. That means you'd have to stay up till 4 a.m. to do it. And I need my sleep.
I love roulette. I'm a double the money kind of guy, and I put it on black. So I've made money quick doing roulette. You can walk up, and I play colors. I'm play red, black, and then there's thirds, you know, first third, second third, and last third. It's usually what I play. And then odd or even, you can play odd or even. You put $10 on black and hit it, double your money. You put that back on black, and really quickly, you've made a couple $100, you know, just hitting it like that. So it's fun for me.
Country Heat Weekly is a collaborative production between Amazon Music and Nevermind Media.
Executive producer is Melissa Locker. Senior producer is Joyce Reiser.
Recording engineer, Aaron Dethridge. Sound design by Tim Einenkel.
Production assistance from Annie Reuter, Debbie Daughtry, Madeline O'Connell, and Jeremy Chua. Our theme song, Country Time, was written and performed by Mia Byrne, with additional music from Madeline McCormack.
The Amazon Music team includes Nathan Brackett, Emily Cohen, Chris Graham, Michelle Kammerer, Eliza Mills, Morgan Jones, and Raymond Roker. Development consultant, Michelle Dix.
Additional production support from Marley, Steve, Grace, Winnie, Moses, Wicket, Abby, Jake, Osmo, and all the other very good dogs out there.
Be sure to follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the latest episodes just as soon as they drop.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.